6:17 a.m. We are joined on our newsmaker line right now by former Speaker of the Tennessee House of Representatives and a candidate for the GOP nomination in the new 5th Congressional District, Beth Harwell. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. So glad to join you this morning. Thank you.
Well, happy to have you on. You had a press release last week. You called on Congress to finish Trump's border wall. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, Michael, it's just alarming to me, as, you know, honestly, as a mother, that drugs and crime are pouring over our southern border as a result of this failed border policy. And so open borders just simply don't work. And so for the safety of our nation, I think we need to restore what President Trump attempted to do.
Now, how realistic is that happening right now?
You know, honestly, I think it is. Well, right now, I don't think it's realistic, but I do believe that if Republicans regain control of Congress, I do think it's doable. And, you know, we all feel for Ukraine and we want to send them support. But when we're sending more money to them to protect their borders than we are sending to our own nation to protect our borders, something's wrong.
Well, let's talk about that since you brought up Ukraine. Last week, there in the House of Representatives, there was a vote on a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. Tim Burchett, congressman from the 2nd District, Scott Desjarlais from the 4th, and Diana Harshberger from the 1st, they all voted against that $40 billion, as did John Rose. So four of the seven members of the Republican delegation from Tennessee voted against it. John Rose, on our air here, said he voted against it because he didn't trust the Biden administration to administer it properly. Three members of the delegation from Tennessee, David Kustoff, Mark Green, and Chuck Fleischman, voted yes on that $40 billion aid package. If you were now representing the 5th Congressional District in Congress, would you have voted yes on that $40 billion or no on that $40 billion aid for Ukraine?
Right. I appreciate that question. I'm not going to be critical of any congressman. You have to understand all the facts, but the bottom line is I would not have voted for it.
Okay, so you would have been in line with John Rose,
and that's
Tim Burchett,
say,
in the crowd.
I'm not supportive of Ukraine and how hard they're fighting, and I want to send them support, but I just understand we also have a lot of things where we need to put America first.
Tell us what it's been like out on the campaign trail. It's been a while. I guess you were last on the campaign trail in 2018. It's 4 years later. What's it been like out there campaigning? What are you hearing? What are you doing on the campaign trail?
Well, you know, I will tell you, people in Middle Tennessee are gracious. They're kind. And they just want someone they could go up there and not get pictures taken, but actually put their shoulder to the grind and say, I'm going to get something done for America, for Middle Tennessee. And I think that's what people are looking for right now.
So, like, give us an example of what you do on the campaign trail. Like, what did you do last week? Where did you go? What are you doing this week?
Well, I have to be honest with you. This weekend, my son graduated from college, my youngest. And so I spent 4 days in Dallas, Texas, graduating my youngest son. But before that, I was on the campaign trail. We've been everywhere. The most important thing to me, honestly, Michael, is meet and greets, where we can just go into someone's home and have people come to that home and get an opportunity to hear what they're thinking about and what they're talking about. Because you know what? Voters are smart. They're just tired of nothing getting done. And so I think I hear that more than anything else.
Well, congratulations to your son. Where did he graduate from?
He graduated from SMU, Southern Methodist University.
I know. Yeah. I used to live probably about, five blocks from Southern Methodist way back in 1984. So it's a great campus down there.
It is a great campus, a great school, and George W. Bush's library is there, which was fascinating to go through and tour. And so we just had a great weekend there, the whole family. So
this week, where are you going to be on the campaign trail? Where can people talk to you?
917 is having a fundraiser tomorrow night. We will be attending. Then we will be, let's see, where are we? We've got two events this week. So every day, every week, we try to have at least two events, if not three. So we keep active. We really do.
You said 917. That is the 917 Society. Joni Bryant put that together. It's a great nonprofit.
She did a great job doing that.
Yeah, they hand out constitutions to every eighth grader moving up to the ninth grade around the state. I think they've handed out, 100,000 of them each year. It's a pretty good event.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I actually have to give you thanks because you started that, because you have some sort of contest.
We have
right?
a constitution bee. Yeah, we kind of work hand in glove with Joni. Joni and her group, they hand out constitutions in eighth grade. We have a constitution bee every October. Our sixth constitution bee will be held in October. You're more than welcome to come and be one of the judges there if you want to.
I would love to do that. Wouldn't it be great if every young person that graduated from our high schools or college learned to respect and love their United States Constitution? Wouldn't that be wonderful?
It sure would. I don't know. Let me just check. I don't know if you've checked your schedule, but there is an event, kind of a meet and greet that Davidson County GOP is putting together a week from today at a steakhouse in Hermitage. It's primarily to support a candidate who's running for Kelly Phillips, who's running for school board. But I think several of the GOP candidates are going to be at that event. I'm going to be the master of ceremonies of that. Is that on your schedule to be there?
I have to tell you, Michael, I have sent a check to Kelly. I'm so proud that she is running for school board. We need qualified, good people to run for school board. You know, when at the end of the day, there's a glamour and there's a glitz to federal offices, but nothing is more important than who we elect to our school boards. So I really send out a shout out to her. I'm glad I could send her a check. I'm not going to be able to be there. I'm actually going to be at an event in Maury County that evening. But I'm so proud that you're doing that, and we need to support our local school board members.
So you said something interesting, Speaker Harwell. You said there's glamour and glitz to federal offices. I don't know. I look at the work that the members of Congress that I know, John Rose and Mark Green and Scott Desjarlais and Dave Kustoff, it seems like an awful lot of hard work to me. And it seems like all you do is work, 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 work. You go back and forth to Washington, D.C. Everybody has something to tell you, and you have a duty to listen to them. It seems like an awful lot of work. I don't know how much glitz there is to being a member of the House of Representatives these days.
Well, you could be true about that. You could be true about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we are really at a turning point in our nation. And I believe that we have an opportunity to, again, I speak as a Republican, to take control of Congress and really set an agenda and get something done. And if we do that, we will lay the groundwork for a Republican being elected to president.
Last question. Go ahead, Beth. Go ahead, Speaker.
I came into the State House when Democrats controlled everything, and we gradually worked our way up so that Republicans controlled the State House. And when I became Speaker, I said, we need to move from being just a political party to being the governing party of this state. And we need to make sure that we make a difference. And if we don't, we don't deserve this position. And I feel the same way about Congress. It's not just good enough to elect Republicans. We need to elect Republicans that know how to govern.
So there are eight other qualified candidates in the August 4th GOP primary for the 5th Congressional District. Why you as a former Speaker of the Tennessee House versus these other candidates?
1 minute.
Well, they're all good people, and I follow Ronald Reagan's rule. I don't speak ill of fellow Republican, but I do believe that I bring to the table, an ability. I understand parliamentary procedure. I understand how the process works. But I think also I am very true to Republican principles. I will work with the other side. I will not be ugly, but I will never let go of my Republican principles. I know why I'm a Republican. It's not just a win. I believe I'm a Republican because I have core principles.
Former Speaker of the Tennessee House of Representatives, Beth Harwell, candidate for the 5th Congressional District here in Tennessee. Beth, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. When we come back, the original star panelist, Crom Carmichael. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.